praise God again for every one of you that are on this Dream Team prayer line. Thank God. Again tonight, we are going to be taking a very, very, I mean very familiar scripture. You say that every week, but this is the truth, because most of us notice from as a child, we know the 23rd song, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I mean, most of as a kid can say that without even looking at it in the scripture. But, yes, I could too. But when you really get to looking at this, as God directed me, and he says, yes, go back and read that and search that word. Pull it apart and digest and see. It's kind of like squeeze everything we can squeeze out of it. Well, we won't have time to do all that tonight, but we're going to make a good effort toward that end. So you can turn to Psalm 23. You might say, I don't need to turn that. I know it. Turn to it anyway. Because, see, I'm going to be coming from the Passion Translation. Passion Translation. It's a blessed translation. But it's good to follow through with the King James Version, and you'll understand it as we go forward. The 23rd Psalm. It says, as we know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But the Passion Translation says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. The Lord is not going to be, but he is present right now. Whenever we need him, he is always there. He is our best friend. You know, in this day and time, it's hard to find a person, a friend, let alone a best friend. Most of us don't have many best friends, because a best friend will be there and stick with you through thick and thin, and no matter if you got a pocket full of money or if you have no money, and you can just tell your secrets to. Well, we don't have many of those real friends in this day and time. But the Lord is our best friend. Think about it. And it goes on to say, and he's my shepherd. And that word shepherd in the Hebrew is Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rohi. Praise God. And as shepherd, it means that he is always there with us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are the sheep of his pasture. Mm-hmm. The shepherd, Rohi, he's always watching over us. A shepherd is someone that loves the sheep, to stick there with the sheep. We are the sheep. And the sheep understand his voice. They hear his voice. That's why it's so important to study the word, meditate. Meditate on that word, as the scripture says, day and night. The sheep stay in God's pasture. But sometimes we get out of line. We step out. We see some grass across the road, so we step over there. We find out that it's not as green as it looked, as it appeared. But when the sheep can stay in God's pasture, and you don't never wander off with a stranger. Do you remember as a kid, your mom would say, don't never talk to strangers. I can remember, I can hear clearly my mom would say, if someone says, come over here, little girl, she says, go the opposite way. Don't ever do that. So listen, as the sheep, we don't listen to strangers. We don't listen to strange voices because, see, the sheep, the Lord says, you know my voice. A sheep knows my voice. And so since we are the sheep of his pasture, we can always depend on God. Hallelujah. He's always with us. He'll never, ever forsake us. Hallelujah. And then the part says, I shall not want. The Passion Translation says, I always, he says, I have more than enough. The Hebrew name for God that signifies more than enough is El Shaddai. And I told you last week, El means God. Shaddai is spelled Shaddai. Shaddai. It translates to mean almighty or all-sufficient God. In other words, whatever I need, God's got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need a new house, God's got it. If you need a new car, God's got it. If you need better clothes, God's got it. If you need funds or resources or whatever, or friend, God's got it. Whatever we need, more than enough. Hallelujah. See, he's our provider. He provides for us more than enough to meet any need you and I could ever have. Hallelujah. I'm blessed already. In this translation, it just makes it breaks it down even further so we can understand. In the beginning, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. Again, this thing has to be personal. You have to relate to him. God, you're my God. God, I love you. Lord, I just thank you for being, for allowing me to be in your family, for drafting me in, including me into the family of God. But my God, hallelujah, to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or even think, according to the power that's working in us. But my God shall supply all of our needs. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you and I, it's important that we be grateful that our needs are met. Mm-hmm. And we should thank God that we have enough. Oh, yes, we do. But we don't want to settle there. That's not our destiny, not complete our destiny. God wants us, you and I, to have abundance. Abundance. So you and I can be a blessing to others. Don't miss this. Not just so that we can just heap everything upon ourselves and we can just say, oh yeah, I wallow and I got more than enough. Oh yes, we want more than enough. Not only that our needs are met, but here's the key thing, that we have enough in the storehouse or in our storehouse that we can reach out and be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. When you bless others, you're blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. When you give to the need and meet needs of other people, the Bible says you're lending to the Lord. He's pleased with that action. So that's why we want more than enough. That God, if I have enough funds, that God, that I can help someone else. Someone might be down. I can reach down and pick them up. You've got resources. Listen, sometimes it's not always money. It could be a simple phone call. Just pick the phone up. Sow into that person. Just, you don't know what kind of day they're having. So that's why you want to walk so close with him that you can hear when he says, call that person, call this person, or send a text here, and send a text there. Sow into our brothers and sisters. There are times it's not a need for money, but just a kind word, just to hear a kind voice, just to hear an encouragement. I realize you're going through, but I want you to know, I've come to remind you that God is always with you. Hallelujah. He will see you through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's why you want more than enough. We all know him as El Shaddai, the God who's all-sufficient, more than enough. See, in the other part of that scripture, it calls me to lie down in green pastures, okay? But in the Passion Translation, it says, but he offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. Oh, yes. You stop right there. How God loves us so much. He loved us when we weren't even lovable. He loved us when we weren't even thinking about God. He loved us when the Bible says, when we were yet sinners. I like the way they put it, luxurious love. In other words, there is no greater love than the love of God. Amen. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace. Hallelujah. The quiet brook. Remember, it said he leads me beside the still waters. The quiet brooks of his bliss. That's where he restores and he revives my life. Oh, I like that. It says he leads me in the path beside the still waters. And we have to know, as the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Other times we just need to come aside, step aside. all the chaos and this and that and make this appointment, make that. Sometimes we have to come aside and just get in his presence. He says, be still, be quiet before the Lord and know that he is God. See, God knows when enough is enough. Oh, yes, he does. He knows what we're going through. He knows when it's, okay, that is enough. So it's so important. That's why it's so important to keep our minds stayed on God. For he will give us perfect peace. He'll keep us in perfect peace. He said, whose mind is stayed on God. So when you rest in the Lord and when you come aside, he will lead us. He'll gently lead us. It's like still waters, calm waters, wrapped in his luxurious love. Oh, my God. Just think about that. Hallelujah. We're talking about our God. He is our shepherd, a good shepherd. Our Father, he leads us to rest spiritually, and then he also realizes we need rest naturally. Amen. Praise God. For in St. John, the 4th chapter, around the 5th to the 6th verses, even Jesus sat down. After walking, when he told his disciples, hey, I need to go by the well of Samaria. I need to go by the way of Samaria. And the Bible says, and Jesus sat down, for he was weary for the walking and his travels. He said he sat down at the well of Samaria after a long journey. Jesus sat down and rest. Another scripture, in Matthew 8:23-24, Jesus slept in a boat during a violent storm. He was resting. He was at peace. He was resting. There's one part of the scripture, he told the disciples, send the multitude away. We're going over on the other side. Well, he said, we're going over. And if he says we're going over, they're going over. And they didn't understand, how can he be sleeping, resting, and when the storm is going on? Now, you know that story and how he woke up and he said, peace, be still. But the point I'm making tonight, he rested. Well, you and I have to rest. And other times, we need to rest naturally on a good old-fashioned vacation. Amen. I say amen to that. I mean, Pastor and I thought we were going on a vacation a few months ago back in October, but the storms and all that came up. But one of these days, I believe the Lord will have us to go on a very relaxing vacation. I'm going to step out. I'm going to say by faith. I don't know where, how, or what, or when, but I can tell you this. One day, the Lord's going to bless us that he will speak to someone and say, I'm sending you on vacation. I'm paying for your vacation. Oh, is that by faith? Yes, I'm speaking that by faith because God, we serve that kind of God because we understand that all good and perfect gifts comes from above. He is El Shaddai. He has more than enough. He's able to touch somebody's heart. Yes, send them away on rest. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm going to say hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. Yes, I receive it in Jesus' name. And I'm going to move on. Praise God. But our bodies need physical rest. And there are times we need it just to get away. Hallelujah. And then he leads us in the path of righteousness. The Passion Translation says, he opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. See, whatever God does for us, no matter how small, how large, whatever, it is always to bring glory to him, to give him the praise, to give him the glory, to honor him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And see, he restores our soul. He knows what it takes. He is of God of restoration. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. See, the good shepherd, he leads his flock along shady green pastures, away from the scorching hot sun and from the path of the enemy. Praise God. And see, God, that's what in us, in the natural, he covers us with his precious blood. Hallelujah. He gives his angels charge over us to keep and guard over us. Hallelujah. That's why he tells us, put on that whole armor, the whole armor of God, knowing what his word is, covered with him, and they're taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah. My God, the breastplate of righteousness. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Glory to God. David said it like this. He said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen, somebody. And then he delights in his way. He said, though he fall, though we might make a mistake, though we might get off the right path, but the Bible says this, how much he loves us. He said, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Hallelujah. So he has us protected. Glory to God. I feel somebody want to give God a praise right there. See, even though I fell, I made a mistake, even I got off the path, I wandered outside of the pasture, outside of the fold, but because his love it constrains me, and his love pulls me back. He gently pulls me back, and he orders the steps. He leads us. That's why we have to ask God, sharpen our spiritual ears that we may hear what the Spirit is saying. Sharpen our eye gates and pay attention that we want to see the things that God wants us to recognize. He tells us to watch as well as pray. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So he leads us. The Lord, even when our path takes us through the valley of deepest darkness, and it says in that scripture, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. So when our path takes us through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me. Hallelujah, for you already have conquered. You remain close to me, and the Lord will lead me through it all the way. All the way. No matter what our path of life leads us. And sometimes God knows we can't see the light from the end of the tunnel. We can't see it. Hallelujah. But we believe it. That's where faith comes in. And the faith says it is so. If God's word says it, then it is so. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we expect to be blessed because the word says so. I'm not going to fear because why? Because the Lord is close by me. He never leaves us. Hallelujah. That's when you learn that God's authority, meaning his word, is our very strength. His authority is our peace. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. He's not like the world gives it, but I'm giving you my peace. The peace that comforts our heart. The kind of peace that it transcends all the natural understanding. Can't figure it out. You see people going through different things. They are one hardship after the next. Before they got out of one thing, they're in something else. And the natural mind, you can't wrap around, how come they're having peace? How come they don't look like what they've been through? Listen, that's the peace of God. When God gives you his peace, you can make it. Hallelujah. When God gives you that sustaining peace, that peace that when according to the world, you should have fallen over a long time ago, but he strengthens you. Hallelujah. You say, I've been waiting for God to answer my prayer. I've been waiting for this to be answered. But listen, while you're waiting, he strengthens our heart. Hallelujah. He strengthens us. He gives us more strength. Hallelujah. While we're waiting for that answer to come, he knows when to send it because he is an on-time God. When we can act on the authority of his word. God gave us the authority. He gave us the right to his word. He gave us the right to his name. He's saying you can ask. The scripture I just read it in the beginning. You could just ask anything in my name. Of course, it has to be according to his word. But he's saying, whatsoever you ask in my name, he said, the Father may be glorified in the Son. The Father will give it to you when you ask in my name. Glory to God. Oh, I'm always amazed how the scripture ties into what we're talking about tonight. Glory to God. So, and then the last part of it, you become it tells us he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The Passion Translation says, and then you become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. Hallelujah. And then you anoint me with oil. The oil is the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says my cup runs over. In other words, I'm full. I want to be filled with the Spirit. I think Pastor said it on Sunday, fill me, Lord. Fill me with your Spirit. I don't know if it was Sunday or it was last night, but nevertheless, I remember he said, God, fill me up. Fill me up with your presence. Let my cup run over. And when the cup runs over, my God, you're filled up with the power, with the presence of God, with the Spirit of God. It can run over on somebody else who has a need, someone who needs an encouraging word, someone who needs direction and wisdom. Fill me up, Lord, that my cup runs over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord knows how to refresh his people. So why would I fear the future? Why would we do that? Because we already know for his goodness and his mercies and his love, they pursue me all the days of my life. In other words, goodness and mercy are chasing after me. Goodness and mercy are always running after me. I'm surrounded by goodness and mercy. Why? Because God has ordered our steps. Hallelujah. And his word is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. Glory to God. And God's mercies are brand new each and every day. His mercies are from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why would we be fearful over the future? Why do we have to be saying, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, even with the new administration that's coming up and a new president and so forth. But we know in whom we believe. We know that God will never leave us and never forsake us, but we know what his promises are. So in that sense, we don't have to fear the future. Because what? Goodness and mercy, hallelujah, are surrounding me. Goodness and mercy. God is already directing my path. He already knows when enough is enough. Then when he says, now you need to take a rest, he's already prepared to lead you and cause us to lay beside still waters, not rough waters, still waters. He knows how to allow us to rest and not the fire turned up high all the time. God knows. He is all sufficient. He is El Shaddai, more than enough. Hallelujah. So then afterwards, it says, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. And like Psalm, I want to close with this one scripture, Psalm 27:4. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I'm going to seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Why? To behold or to gaze upon his beauty, the beauty of the Lord in the tabernacle of God. I'm going to inquire in the temple. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time just goes so fast. Again, this is the 23rd song, the Passion Translation. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We thank you so much. We praise you, God, because you are God. You are good. And God, I thank you for the word that you gave me to give to the people tonight. Hallelujah. We praise. You are on time, God. And I thank you, Lord, that we are here. We're not here by happenstance, but God, we're here because you ordered us to be here tonight to hear such a word as this. And God, I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless all of those that are currently on our prayer list. God, we continue to offer prayers, God, for Sasha Royal and also for Jerry. God, he goes through right along with her strengthening. We're thanking you for our healing. We're thanking you for continued healing for Marnice. And we thank you, Lord, for continued healing and strength and courage for our sister Betty Ann Davis and her husband. We thank you for continued continued healing for Anna Guthrie. God, when it looked like it, she wasn't going to make it, but you said live. And we believe that you would sustain her and give her a quality of life. And Father, we're praying tonight for Sister Lois Morris. God, we believe, and we believe that, God, that you will allow her body to accept the kidney that's been given to her. Lord, help her, God. Strengthen, speak, God. Send your word, and heal her, and strengthen her, God. We pray for our Reverend Annie Anderson that you would continue to bless her, strengthen her, God. In the name of Jesus, bless our Mother Dolores Liggins, and bless our Deacon Walter Brown. Bless our people. Bless them, God. Strengthen them, God. Hallelujah, for they're pillars of at our church, God. We pray tonight for the Petersville Baptist Church family, for the official board. God, we pray for our young people and strengthen them on every hand. We pray, God, for all the ministries, all the ministers. We pray the young people. Father, have your way. Have your way continuously. God, we believe that you are leading us to the next level. Help us to operate, learn to operate in the spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. Help us learn how to work smarter and not harder. God, that we would learn to work together in unity. Hallelujah. And we come against any division, but God, that we can work together in love and get a work done for you that you might be glorified. Father, we pray, God, even for our nation, God. And Lord, remember the people there in California, so much that they're going through. God, they need your covering tonight. They need to know you as a shepherd, God. Provide for them. Make a way for them, God. If some of them can't even look to an insurance carrier, but God, you're able. You're able to sustain them, God. All needs can be met, God, because we look to you. You're all sufficient. You are El Shaddai. Provide for them. We're interceding on their behalf. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, God, and yet have to go through themselves. You're able, God. Send a comfort them in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for church leaders all over the world. We pray, God, for those leaders in our government, God, all those in authority. You told us to obey those in authority and those who have rule over us, God. We pray, God, that even in our government, you will send godly people. You will send people that will take a stand, and they're bold, and they will stand and take a stand for what is right in line with your word, God. You're able to do that. God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep us. Bless everyone on this phone, on this line tonight. Oh, God, meet every single need. We thank you, Lord, for the sick bodies be healed. Send your word and deliver. Send your word and set free. Set minds free, God. Set emotions, relationships free, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, free up resources, God, that we can do a greater work for you in Jesus' mighty name. And God, as you continue to bless us, we'll continue to give your name the praise, because we're always going to pray and bless your name. Your blessings and the praises shall always be in our mouth. And keep us, Lord, even God, as we go along our busy ways, keep us. Keep us that no hurt, harm, and danger come near us. Keep us, God, that you will sustain us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, bless us that we live out long lives, that we live out all our days, that the enemy cannot take what belongs to us. Oh, God, let your will be done, that we will grow up and be stronger in you and in the power of your might, God. We believe you, God, and we thank you for the blessing that you have already bestowed upon us. We thank you for our families and our church families and our friends and relationships. God, we praise you, God. We bless you, God, that you will order our steps continuously. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you are good. We bless you, Lord. We bless you at all times, and you're worthy of our praise. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. We love you all. Thank you again for being on the prayer line tonight. We trust that you've been blessed. We trust that the power of the Holy Spirit has spoken through his word. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and we look forward to seeing you later this weekend. Be blessed. Amen. Good night.